bring the meeting to order at 6 o'clock, our February 6th special council meeting. Okay, can we have roll call, please?
Dennis Olson.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Charlie Hopkins.
Here.
Paul Greeno.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson and Mary Lou Stewart requested to be excused tonight.
Okay, I'll accept the motion for Steve.
I'll move to excuse Steve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion is carried 5-0. Accept the motion for Mary Lou.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say nay. Motion is carried 5-0. Do we want to do Pledge of Allegiance? Or?
Sure.
Let's do Pledge of Allegiance. We're here. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Here we go.
Thank you, council members. John Sipkin, city attorney. And what's before you tonight is a proposed ordinance to allow the city council, city, to assume the transportation benefit district that was formed at following the last meeting of the council. Some background. In 2005, the state legislature granted the authority to create a transportation benefit district. And it empowered transportation benefit districts to do a number of things. In subsequent years, transportation benefit districts, I could say, can consist of an entire city, parts of a city, part of a county, or other areas. In many smaller jurisdictions, they were accompanying just the city limits. And cities were questioning why we have a transportation benefit district using all of city staff and then having a separate meeting of a transportation benefit district to do certain things. It seemed like a duplicative effort from an administrative sense. So in 2015, the legislature created the authority that a city council, following a public hearing, can act to assume a transportation benefit district that lies wholly within its boundaries. So the process to do that, though, you have to have a district in existence first before you can assume that. So you had to create the district, which you did. Then once that's created and you pass those appropriate act matters, then you can schedule as a council an action to form, to assume the transportation benefit district. The sequence of events here, as you may know, when what's coming forth is that a transportation benefit district has the authority to assess, put on a ballot, a measure to have a property tax. So, sales tax, excuse me, I misspoke. So that to meet the April special election, you have to take that action by a certain time. So the transportation benefit district, as of right now, has a meeting scheduled. I think the 14th, is it? 13th. To consider a resolution to place that on the ballot. Under the statute, when you assume, as a city council, if you were to assume the transportation benefit district, then that would become a city council meeting that's been scheduled and noticed. So you assume all rights, duties, obligations, authorities of a transportation benefit district. So this is on for public hearing tonight to do the assumption. If you were to pass that tonight, which you may after the public hearing, then the scheduled meeting on the 13th would become a city council.
Questions?
Pretty straightforward.
Okay, thanks, John.
And we have a couple minor edits to the proposed ordinance. If you look at findings, section one, on the bottom of page one, it would be number three on the bottom of page one. Some edits, and I can give that to you, Mr. Mayor. We are deleting the "and" in. We're deleting the "and" and replacing streets with transportation projects, because the activities the transportation district is anticipated to do is more than just streets, and we wanted to. It was a good catch by Sherry this morning. So those would be the two changes we would propose to the ordinance that's presented to you today. So with that, Mr. Mayor, welcome to open the public hearing and take testimony.
Okay. I'd like to open the public hearing at 6:06. Does anyone wish to speak to this issue? Assumption of the Plain Transportation Benefit District. Hearing none, I will close the public hearing at 6:07. Okay, next on the agenda is council action items. The first is Ordinance 172899, as amended, the Council Assumption of Transportation Benefit District, and to waive the second reading.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded. Are there questions or comments?
I just have a comment on the phrase transfer of authority. This is a semantic question or comment. When I think of transfer, I think of it's transferring from someone, some group, to the council. But there is no group established. There is no current commission.
There is. You form
who would that be? The what entity?
It is a separate special purpose district, whose board happens to be the same as the city council. So you would...
Right, you would, I understand that.
So okay. You, when you assume a transfer by this action, you are assuming and taking over all of the authority of the transportation benefit district, and the city council, then the city will then be act as...
I understand that, but currently there is no one assuming the responsibilities of the district.
Currently, the transportation benefit district exists, and the members, the board of the transportation benefit district, are the same as the members of the city council.
Transferring through ourselves.
Yes. There's no separate entity out there.
Right.
If it's a mirror organization, if you will, you form the transportation benefit district, and the members of the board are the same as the sitting members of the city council. So
that's
an member,
assumption made. I mean, that's not really stated here.
It's part of 3674, the statute, that provides that when you assume, okay, it's the city council, when you set it up and a transportation benefit district exists under Title 3673, it provides that the city, when it's within a city boundaries, the city council acts as the board. I think that was in that original resolution from a week or so ago.
Oh, okay.
During the council meeting, can we cover this district, or
once you have assumed and we get past, you've set a special meeting now. So once you're past the 13th and you're in the future and you have to take actions, it'll just come up on your regular agenda items.
Just an agenda
item. After the 13th, it'll just be an agenda item. Because the 13th has a special meeting notice as a TB Transportation Benefit District, the council will then meet in a special meeting and then meet as your regular council.
Okay. Okay, further questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor of Ordinance 172899 as amended, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Canadian.
Are you Canadian?
Are you Canadian or something?
Yeah. Hardly. Any say nay? The A's have it, 5-0.
Come on.
Hey.
Listen. Your heritage.
I know. It comes out every once in a while. Can't stop it. Isn't that right, A?
Right on.
Okay. If there's no further business, I will adjourn the meeting. Unless the district manager... City manager wishes to have an item on the agenda.
For an executive session?
Okay, well, so at... Okay, closed session. Okay, we will then ask the audience to please... going to go into a closed session.
How long do you think?
Yeah, at least two and a half.
Please.
Overtime.
10 minutes.